think about this. The Sydney removalists who brought this Delta wave to Melbourne will not face police charges. I've confirmed with the police the case is closed. In fact, they'll probably face nothing at all. The police will not act. This has been sitting in the too hard basket at the Department of Health for days. Police weren't even involved until well into yesterday. And I've now got a statement from police in reply to direct questions. I don't think the police are very happy about this, but it says the Department of Health team has finished its investigation and sent details to the police to consider whether any further investigation is needed. The police have had a look and said, no, nothing to see here. No offences committed. The case is closed. Now, we are going back to the health department. Is there any other avenue left for them to do anything? Because remember the fury around this. These are the people who have led us into lockdown. Not only that, these are the people who wouldn't cooperate. And police case closed. Remember Jerome Wymer, July 14, speaking about specifically about this case.
Books will be thrown when it's time, when it's appropriate to throw them. And I'm exceptionally frustrated at the pace and transparency of information coming from the removalist. Now we identify that we've got two vehicles. There's no more people around. It's not my job to worry about how safely those operations are run, but it is my concern that we haven't had as quick and transparent exposure of all the information.
Quick and transparent exposure, that means they weren't cooperating, and that was said several times. Books being thrown, no books being thrown. 96900 693 1313 32, do we pursue it? Is there some way this can be pursued? How do you track it down? We need new laws if these blokes can get away with this without any retribution at all. Thursday last week, the Health Minister, Martin Foley, for him, he was fired up.
Victoria Police are going through that process, and that's when they have finished that. I'm looking forward to the full weight of the law applying to those people who breached our permit arrangements and started this current cluster, this current outbreak from New South Wales.
Well, the full force of the law is case closed. As I say, I don't blame the police on that. There are certain expectations being set up by the politicians. These people did come to Victoria, it would seem, from what Martin Foley has said. They've breached at least some of the permit regulations. They didn't have to wear masks, apparently. But then, this is the key to it, me. It has been alleged all along by the government, including the Premier, that they refused to cooperate fully. They started a wave that's kept us all locked down for weeks, cost business billions, driven people out of work, and there's no case to answer. I don't doubt Victoria Police on this one. They've been rucked around as much as anybody. So if there's no case to answer, we need new laws. We need to require people to cooperate. If they did refuse to cooperate, if they tried to cover their tracks, to lie, to mislead while the virus was spreading, they hurt this state. They hurt the people of this state. And that in itself means they should face some sort of law, but no, Victoria Police say the case is closed. So what does the health department do? What is open to them? Now, they've sent it to the police to have a look, presumably saying, well, there's not much we can do here. 96900 693 1313 32. My argument would be if we can't find some way to punish these people and to particularly for refusing to cooperate, then we need new laws. We need new regulations. Is it fair? It's starting to look as if the health department has mucked this up along the line. At the very least, they've briefed the politicians wrongly and saying, oh, these people have their heads chopped off.